Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Baghdad on an unannounced visit that marks his first trip to the country since 2014. He traveled from Bahrain to Iraq, where he met with Gulf Cooperation Council ministers about their shared concerns for security in the region. Mr. Kerry's visit to Baghdad comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants in 2014. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants has reached Turkey in a short journey from the migrant camp where they were staying on the Greek island of Lesbos. They're part of the second group of migrants to be returned to Turkey under a controversial new European Union deal with Ankara. Meanwhile, Germany has announced that the number of new asylum applications it's received dropped severely from February to March. The leaked Panama Papers have taken down Iceland's prime minister, and pressure is mounting for other leaders to resign. The leaked financial documents supposedly indicate a number of notable persons used offshore accounts to hide money. One of those possibly, meantime, the growing pressure on Argentine President Mauricio Macri to resign.
Yo quiero decirles hoy una vez más.
Macri is denying any wrongdoing, saying he has complied with all laws. In Russia, close associates of President Vladimir Putin figure prominently in the Panama Papers. Russian corruption fighter Alexei Navalny tells VOA he sees serious consequences ahead in Russia. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir says he will step down when his current term ends in 4 years. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Belgian police have released new video of a wanted Brussels airport bombing suspect who was seen leaving the airport after a terrorist bomb exploded on March the 22nd. That blast, and one an hour later at a metro station, left 32 people dead and 340 wounded in Brussels. Authorities have found links between the suspects in the Brussels attacks and those involved in the November bombings in Paris, which left 130 people dead and hundreds more wounded. South Korea says 13 North Koreans have defected to their southern neighbor after working at a restaurant in foreign countries. North Korea usually blames South Korea for convincing North Koreans to defect. Meantime, Pyongyang launched a verbal attack today on South Korean President Park Geun-hye in response to her participation in last week's hosted nuclear summit in Washington. South Korea responded by warning North Korea against slandering its leaders. This came as a joint military operation with the U.S. and South Korea was getting underway. Here is U.S. Army Major Ed Arnston.
Our mission over here is to deter North Korean aggression, partner with our South Korean allies across multiple formations, and then help sustain our alliance here on the peninsula.
Last week's nuclear summit focused on the tensions between the two Koreas. President Obama accusing Republican senators of jeopardizing the integrity of the Supreme Court by refusing to consider his nominee to the High Court. Speaking at the Chicago Law School, where he once taught, the president said inserting partisanship into the process could cause people to lose confidence in the Supreme Court. President Obama nominated Merrick Garland, who is a judge, in March to fill a high court vacancy left by the death in February of Justice Antonin Scalia. But leaders of the Republican-controlled Senate are refusing to hold any hearings or a confirmation vote on Garland's nomination, saying the person who wins the November presidential election should appoint the next Supreme Court justice. And in sports news, the opening round of the 80th Masters Golf Tournament was played Thursday. Defending champion Jordan Spieth is atop the leaderboard. Justin Rose in second place, a couple of strokes back. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.